Dick: Oh, Mother, we have been to the baker's shop. Fanny: We smelled our goose, Mother. The baker says it is nearly done. There are a dozen geese in his big oven. Oh, how good they smell. Dick: And the sage and onions, too. Oh, 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 oh. The two children dance up and down. Fanny: Oh, Dick, see Peter's new collar. How fine he looks in it. Dick: It is Father's collar. Some day I can have one of Father's collars, too. Then I will go to walk in the park. Doesn't Peter look beautiful? They dance around Peter. Mrs. Cratchit: Where can your dear father be? And your brother, Tiny Tim? And Martha wasn't as late as this last Christmas. Martha comes in. Fanny: Here's Martha, Mother. Oh, Martha, there's such a goose in the baker's oven. Mrs. Cratchit: Taking off Martha's bonnet and shawl and kissing her half a dozen times. Why, bless your heart, my dear, how late you are. Martha: We worked till very late in the shop last night. Then we had to get up early this morning to clear everything away. Mrs. Cratchit: Well, never mind. So long as you have come, sit down before the fire, my dear, and get warm. Dick: Here's Father coming. Hide, Martha, hide. Martha hides behind the door as Bob Cratchit comes in. One end of a comforter hangs down before him, and the rest is wound tightly about his neck. His worn clothes are carefully mended and brushed. Tiny Tim, holding a crutch in his hand, is on his father's shoulder. Bob Cratchit, looking around: Why, where's our Martha? Fanny and Dick: Not coming. Bob Cratchit, surprised and disappointed: Not coming? On Christmas Day? He puts Tiny Tim down. Mrs. Cratchit: We must not make Father sad with our jokes. No, Martha is not coming, because she is already here. Martha, running out: Here I am, Father. Merry Christmas to you.